Okay, Rabbi. Today was Parshas Vaschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. Say over something from the Bnei Yisachar, which I think is the word is a very important word, but it's something, it's a very high madrega, and it's not something that most people could necessarily do right away, but it's something definitely to aspire to. So we'll see what he says. He has a taich on a pasuk in Vaschanan. Yishamru lachem pen tishkechu es bris Hashem melokechem asher krasi mochem vasisem lachem pesel tumunas kol asher tzivcha Hashem melokecha. Make a pesel. Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk sounds very strange. Asis and pesel to us call kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. Hashem tzav natan to do a pesel. So the Rashi comments, asher tzivcha Hashem, asher tzivcha shelo lasos. Or else it doesn't read straight. Because you're going to make a pesel, but as Hashem commanded you, which Hashem commanded you in the negative sense, which is mitzvah sase and mitzvah lo sase. Hashem commanded you in the negative sense. So the Bnei Yisachar has a vort where he touches it up in the not in the negative sense. So what does that mean? So if you take a look at the Bnei Yisachar on page 6, says, Nachzor l'inyaneinu, mitzvah ha-Pesach levatel yitzra d'avodah zar. Right? This is Mamari Chodesh Nisan. Levatel yitzra d'avodah zar. V'zeh shenemar, mishchu k'chu. Pesach zarzal, mishchu yideichem e'vodah zar, v'idabchu b'mitzvahs. Ke'elu ha-yashayochem lebitul avodah zar. Because the Korban Pesach was Avodah Zarah. So you gotta rid yourself of Avodah Zarah. So he says a Yisod here. I think it's a very important Yisod. Because what is Avodah Zarah in this generation? No one normal is bowing down to Eitzim Vavonim. Right? We don't have that. The Yitzra of Avodah Zarah for those things is doesn't exist. It's destroyed, whatever. Pinei bitul Avodah Zarah maskil al dov yovin asher lav davka oved le'etz ve'evin tselem b'dumush v'yishtach ve'alom le'imur hu ha'oved Avodah Zarah davka. El oved Avodah Zarah nikra afilu ba'oved Avodah ha'mitzvah shelo l'shem shemayim. He says a different type of Avodah Zarah. If somebody does mitzvahs, and this is what I'm telling you, because it's a very hard for a person to have that pure kavana. But he's saying any time a person does a mitzvah, and he's doing it for kavod or for all the ulterior motives, so that's a shmek of avodah zarah, because then he's not servicing Hashem. He's servicing his own kavod or all the other interests that he has in mind. And that becomes the avodah. That's the avodah zarah. So he says, so any time it's not purely l'shem shamayim, rak ovid l'shem eze pniya acheres, gan shalom edem spal of osim mitzvahs bavor avos hamamon, or kovad mibnei adam. And then he quotes the Chovos HaLevavos. I have it all in here in the pack. We're not going to go through it. Shegaru pu'ulas ha'ovid avodah mizuyefes. Whereas Chovos HaLevavos says that if a person worships Hashem in for wrong purposes, that could have more negativities than actually being Avodah Zarah. other words, like he writes here on page 4, he gives you a whole list of what's the negativities. He says, Vashlishi, the third negativity of Ki Oved Kochovim, Oved Dover Echad Bovat. In other words, if you worship another god, so it's that god. But a person who has ulterior motives, there's so many different motives he can have. There's so many different gods out there. So, you know, and he says, the fourth one he writes, Faravi, a person goes into the church, you know, goes worships Avodah Zarah. So everyone's going to know that this is not a person we learn from, because he's off the derech. But a person, basically, he does mitzvahs, and but he has all these, so it looks like, you know, he's a role model. But he says, no. It's much more nuanced. The guy who went off the derech, okay, it's not a good thing, but we're not going to learn from him. But the fellow who has the facade of piety, but really he's not really worshiping Hashem, so people are not going to, people are going to think he's a role model, and he's really not. So he has all other things as well. So getting back to the Bnei Yisachar on page 6. So he says, I am Bechovis HaLevavis, V'shar Yichud HaMaise, Shegaru HaPulas HaOver HaVodah Mizuyefes, Inin HaOver HaTzlom Mekam Inyon, V'rachnu Mokum Kacha, V'chumar HaTashir, V'zeh Perashnu Mokum Acha HaPosho. Now, he's going to say pshat in the pasuk v'eschanim. Hishomu lachem pentishkechu v'asisim pesel tmunas kol kasher tzivcha Hashem. Hine advar meinu mevodim. What does it mean kasher tzivcha Hashem? Hashem tzivcha to worship Avodah Zarah. U'balei pshat huchu l'farish hasher tzivcha Hashem u'kechel shalom lasoso. Right, that's how Rashi learned. Hasher tzivcha Hashem not to do. Right? Hine l'fi zehu mikra kotzer. Because it's missing those words. Asher tziv Hashem alkecha shalom lasoso. So pashup shani is asher tzivoy is a tzivoy lo sasa. So, but now he says he wants to give another pshat. Udrachenu yitzparis lo sasa lecha pesel tunos kol. Don't make an avodah zarah out of Yiddishkeit. Beisik asher tziv Hashem alhainu b'mitzvosov yizbarach shemo. Page 7. So, in other words, he's saying that you're worshiping Hashem and you're doing His mitzvahs, but you have you're not there to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want the fame. You want you should be put in the newspaper that you're such a big tzaddik, and So you're worshiping something else other than Hashem, or with Hashem. So that's what it means, Hashem Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. In other words, in the realm of the things Hashem was mitzaveh you, I mean, in the realm of mitzvahs, don't be mishtalcha ve'lepesel at the same time. It was this word my friend Rabbi Eisenman from Passaic told me from his uncle, not getting into details, but another idea that sometimes a person, say, blows up one mitzvah. Oh, this is the most important, and you know, it makes it out of proportion as for other mitzvahs. So that's another type of avodah zarah, but that's not what he's saying. A different word. He's saying that when you're putting on tefillin, oh, you want, or you're taking your lulav, you want everyone to see, oh, so he has such a nice esrog, look what such a great guy he is, such, you know, you have to show everyone such a nice esrog, like someone once pointed out. So he's servicing Hashem, he's doing the mitzvah, but he has other idols with it, because he wants recognition, he wants this type of, all these other things. So of course, like he writes, the Gemara says in Pesachim, "V'hinei Amru, Lola Miyasok Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Salva Bishul Lolishma, Shemitok Shal Lolishma Bolishma, Yivstekein LaHalacha, Zotzi Kavanas Adam B'Roso Adayin Shehu Meshukah B'Tavas Olam, Nidbal B'Chashon Dover Shon Nidbal Ve'Yisayis Kol B'Torah Mitzvahs." In other words, we don't say, so give it all up, you know. That's also a big Yetzirah, because if you can't do something perfect, then don't do it at all. Because that's what I'm saying. In other words, you could read this B'nai Yisachar and say, so I'm not really servicing Hashem anyway, so, you know, I have other alternative motives, so why should I do anything? No. But he's saying the Lo Lishma is a shmek of Avodah Zarah, which, like Rabbi Yosef Rabinowitz said from Chaim Volozhiner, that you're allowed to do it because you have that kavana that ultimately it'll bring you lishma. Because if you don't have that kavana, you know, in other words, if you don't start with stage one, you're not going to get to the highest stage. So you have to do, you know. So we don't tell somebody unless, you know, you do something perfect, then don't do it at all. So that's what I'm saying. It's very hard to cleanse somebody from a total purity of machshava. So, but lamaisa, that's aspiration. That's an aspiration.
Stage one is the avodah of Avodah
Zarah. On a level of, you know, on a, you know, it's not the real avodah zarah, but it's you know, it's, but sometimes. People, but the point being is to realize what the ultimate goal is. That to be an Eved Hashem means you're servicing Hashem, and not you're servicing your own ego or your own. And look, human beings are human beings. But in life, we always have to try to do. Even though we might do things that are shalom l'shma, but you should always try at every point in your life to do things that are, you know, that are totally l'shma. That's probably what they say in the Rambam, the famous Rambam in Makkos, in the Masechta Makkos. Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael, L'ficha Chibalem Torah Mitzvahs. So the Rambam in the Perish Mishnah says, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mezakeh Yisrael, so he gave us a lot of mitzvahs to do. So the Rambam says, the pshat is, that really Hashem wants you to do one mitzvah in total purity. So he give you a lot of mitzvahs, hopefully you'll get one of them, you know, perfect, so to speak. You know, so, but one, you know, it's important Rambam in the, you know, but again, you know, a person has to try, and in his avodas Hashem, because some people, you see this in life today. Everything is about image, and everything is about how people look at you, and how people, and the whole thing, your whole avoda, the whole thing is about. So you know, so that takes away that, you know, it infuses the whole thing with it. It's not really avodas Hashem. So, whatever darga we are, we still have to try to enhance. I saw one of the svarim, maybe the Bira Hasid, one of the svarim quotes all the different places where the Vnei Yisachar says this idea. He put a quote on the Pasuk in Koheles, on page 8. He Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yase tov lo yechta. So he quotes here. So he says over the Bnei Tzitzchak on page 10. He says over that same vort that we just said. But if you look at the top of page 10 on the left side, Aval pirashna kavana alavora zaha nisteres hanasis bekavana lolotova basis here is mitzvahs Hashem Yisbrach. That's kind of asher tzivcha. Hainu avoda mizuyefes chazvelam kivoncha also mitzvahs maizim tovim bechavod ulishavach bnei adam shevshchol v'chabdu abavor mamo. And then he quotes Zehu, the first word in line is Zehu. Zehu Shapirish HaRamah. Ramah is the Ramah. Mem Ayin stands for Menachem Azariah. From Menachem Azariah, Panu, he was the Italian Mekubal. The Pasuk, Odom Ain Tzadik Va'ar Sesher Yasa Tov Lo Yechta. Ratzalom Shalom Yechta Basiya Satov. In other words, Pashup Shad is there's no tzaddik that's always going to do right. Sometimes he'll do things wrong. He learns Pshat Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechta, meaning when he's doing the Tov, that he shouldn't have a shmek of Shelo Lishma, that he's doing this Ratzalom Shelo Yechta Basiyas HaTov Shoseh Mitzad Ma'amizuyav. He has some kavana that's not. He says Ain tzaddik v'aretz. It's a very high madrega, but we try our best, but we should realize what's the ultimate goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes again the Bnei Tzitzchak of the Pasuk, Ula'odam Amar Ki Shamatil Chol Yishtecha V'tochel Me'etz Asher Tzivzicha, page 11, V'mo Lo Socham Men Arura Adomav Baburecha, Bitzavon Tuchol Kol Yimei Chayecha, V'kotz V'dardar Tatzmiach Lach, V'chavda Tzeisef Hasoda. So what does it mean, Kotz V'dardar Tatzmiach Lach? So, in the Agra de Kala, that's also written by the Bnei Yisoschar, the Agra de Kala, on page 13, it says, for our minds are apostate v'remez, the Pasuk says Hashem Echad. The Dalid is what? Is a big Dalid, right? Rabasi. And the Reish, the Lo Tishtachav El Acher, is also big. Right? So what's the idea of the big Dalid and the big Reish? He says, because to show you Avodah Zarah, the same idea. People think of Avodah Zarah as Dafka when you bow down to Eitzim Vavonim, he says, no. Dim Kain, he writes on page 14 on the top. Dim Kain, Hayom Debatel Yetzah Harad Avodah Zarah. Because if today we don't have a Yetzah Harad for Avodah Zarah anymore, no one's bowing down. So then there's so many psukim in the Torah that are irrelevant then, Chas V'Shalom. So it can't be. So it must be. You come psukum lemigna bepesef tor chasasholom. Rag yadu the teida she avrazor mikri kol dova she adam osa afil mitzvah v'choshev shalol chvod Hashem. Rag l'shem ezi pni ba'olam kedon l'sparus b'nei adam osa v'choshev v'chavod ve'ovid as hadavra hu haynu as ben adam os. Because then you want, like, people want recognition of this. This, so he's your avrazor, this person that you want the recognition from. And then he quotes that Chovas HaLevavos, and then he says that that's the pshat, Kotz V'darda Tatzmiach Lach. So he writes in the third line on page 14 on the left side, V'nei Achilach Shebein Echad La'acher. What's the difference between a Reish and a Dalet? A little line. That little extra line, it becomes a dalet. So it's raka kotz. So there was a little difference between, there was, both people are putting on the tefillah, both people are shaking the lulav. But his kavanah is a different kavanah. That little difference makes a difference between avodas Hashem and avodas zarah. And furthermore, he says, reish is what? Is, what is Reish? 200, right? and what's dalet is 4. So what's the difference between 200 and 4? 196. That's coats. 196. So the coats is the difference between echad and acher. So it's the gematria of 196. But that's the idea. And then he says it again. It's not my bekiyas. I saw this some in one of the sfarim. Someone gave it to Bir Hasidus. Maybe more, puts it together all the places that he collects this. He says it again in Parshas Acharei Mos on page 15. V'chiper al kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael mitishayim l'chol chatosam. So the Agra de Kala on page 17. What does it mean? Chiper al Torah mitzvah. Chiper al Kodesh means you have to have. Those Poshup Shot means you metame the Kodesh, but he says even the Kodesh that you do needs kapara, because chiper al Kodesh. Yesh lefar shi chaper al Torah mitzvah. Shehem dvarim shebekdusha v'nechazam behem eizet tumah b'avre. Also called Don Betorum Mitzvah Shalol Hashem Shemayim, and that's what he says here on the pasuk Vayelcha Elokim Acharim Al Panai, also Semucha Pesel, and in the Dech Pikudecha he has the same idea. On page 21, Os Hay, Zos on the left side. Zos for Oda Chers, I feel Be'echus Hator Vavoda. In Chuyiv La'avad Bilti L'Hashem Levado. Yesh lo Eze Pniv and Rosal Chavod L'Momon or L'Shar Inyonim, Nehu Hashituf Hanista Nimshtatim Shein Shemayim V'Dovrach. That's the Lachim Acherim. So, and he goes on to say the same idea. So as I said, you know, to have a purity of thought, but I think what's important is some people, their whole lives is about image. It's not about what's good for themselves and the Ribbono Shalom. You know, some people, everything they do, people even go on vacations. It's pasnish that I should just go to the mountains. I have to go, you know, pasnish that I should stay home for. You know, a lot of things people do in their lives is because they have all these people or that they're seeking recognition from. And it's a tremendous shibut, because there, in other words, people make decisions. You know, I see people that I can't daven in this shul because then they'll think I'm not such a, even though maybe this shul is a better thing for you. Or maybe this yeshiva, well, I see that people go to Eretz Yisrael. They go to yeshivas. So they have to, maybe they should go to this yeshiva, but they go to this yeshiva because if I go here, what are they going to say about me? Even though maybe that's the better place for you. Well, that's the... So, you know, so it's an important thing of a person's own life is to realize that if you do what's better for you, to service Hashem, you're not going to lose for it. I remember a fellow came over to me once. He was here in the yeshiva. And we were at a wedding together, and it was between the, you know, during like maybe it was a long first dance or something, I don't know, whatever it was. So he said, you know, he's thinking next year he wants to go to a certain shiur in the yeshiva. And the shiur is not from the shiurim that are the big populated shiurim that everyone's going to say, oh, wow, well, you know. And he says he's afraid, you know, go to the shiur and maybe at least, you know, his reputation. He thinks this is a good Rebbe for him. He thinks this is a good Rebbe. But, you know, maybe, you know, when they're looking for a shidduch for him, they're going to say, oh, he's not from, he's from, you know. And I said, you do the right thing, and it'll all work out. If you think this is good for you, you should go there. And he did. And Baruch Hashem, he's married. And everything's, and he got everything l'chatchila. Because he didn't do his avodas Hashem just to make somebody else impressed. You know, he does it because what's truly the Ratzon Hashem is you do what's the good thing for you. You know, not what you're looking for other people's approval. So I have to go here. You know, I don't need to go to some exotic place. If I need to get away, I can go just to the mountain. That's good. That's a good place to, if that's what's good for me. I don't know, everything, person's whole image. Some people, the whole mahus is about the image. The whole thing is a shtick of avodah zarah. The whole mahus. So in life you have to do, of course you can't do aveiros and things like that, but you do what you think is a good thing for you. What's good for you as a person. What yeshiva is good for you as a person. What, some people get married for the wrong reason. They marry people, because this family is considered a very prestigious family, so if I marry into this family, then it's a prestige for me. But maybe that's not a good shidduch for you, You marry a girl who's good for you. No matter of course, I'm not saying family isn't, it's not important to that, but I'm just saying that when it becomes out of proportion, everything's out of proportion, and everything is, and so that's the avodah zarah. The whole, people's whole life sometimes is this chefza shel avodah zarah. So that's this pasuk. One pasuk. Asisim plan pesel tumunas kol asher tzivcha Hashem alokecha. That asher tzivcha Hashem alokecha, meaning don't make a pesel out of the mitzvahs that Hashem did. And don't make your whole life into a avodah zarah. And every decision you're making is only because mayomru, mayomru, mayomru. Of course there's a din v'yisem nikim Hashem Yisrael. That you're not supposed to do something that people are going to look. But that means not to do something that people are going to think you're a gana for thinking of that. Doesn't mean you have to do things so people will think, that he's, he's going to this place, or he's so religious, he davens here, he won't daven here. All types of things. And that brings a proper avodas Hashem, and that's, and then, zilti Hashem levado. We're not worshiping this guy's opinion and that guy's opinion, and that you do what's right for you. You marry the girl that's right for you. You go to the place that's right for you. And if you do the things that are right for you, you'll see you'll be a happier person. Because ultimately, people who are living their lives just to impress everyone else are not happy people, because they have so many avodah zarahs. That's this one is his avodah zarah, and this he has so many things that he has to worship. He's worshiping this one and this one because he cares what this one's saying and that one's saying and the other one's saying. So he has a big array of avodah zarah. Bilti l'Hashem levado. Don't make so many psilim in your life. And you'll see you'll have a happy life, a fulfilled life. Bilti l'Hashem levado.